It's 6 o'clock on Saturday, the 19th of August. Good morning and welcome to BBC Radio Devon. I'm Tim Manns. The main news story this morning. Now, the curious world of Alice in Wonderland is being brought to life in a Devon bookshop with the help of one of the Moor Otters, those sculptures we've reported on in recent months dotted across the county. Now a new otter inspired by his counterpart in the Lewis Carroll novel has been created by an artist for the independent bookstore in Crediton, and there's a film to go with it called Otterly Alice.
Curiouser and curiouser. Curiouser and curiouser.
How very contrary, said Alice. I've met a mock turtle, but not a mock otter. There's never any such thing. I assure you, there is, said the strange little animal, poking its nose from the water. With that, Alice felt a most peculiar sensation. Her nose twitched, her arms stretched, and the silkiest fur grew all over her. In just a minute, she was not just Alice. She was utterly, utterly Alice.
Well, there you are. Let's find out about Otterly Alice. The artist behind Otterly Alice is Peter Poole. And Peter joins us on the programme this morning. Peter, good morning.
Hi, Tim. Good to hear you.
And you too. How did you get involved with this?
Well, last year I was involved in another art trail in Devon. You may remember seeing rhinos around Exeter. Yeah. And Paignton. I did one of those, and then one of the artists who did one of those very kindly passed the opportunity on to me to do a moor otter. She just told me about the event, but I only had 2 days' notice to get an entry together. So I saw the otter's shape, and the idea of Alice suggested itself to me, really, because I wanted to play a visual trick with the skirt, making it look a different shape. You really need to see it. Obviously, this is on radio, but when you see it, I've done the legs shorter than the actual otter, and it's playing a visual trick, and that's the kind of idea I had. Then I've always liked Lewis Carroll, so the idea was put together very, very quickly, and I sent it in. I was delighted to receive a commission, and I did the work in February, March, early this year, and I did it here in Brighton, which is where I live, but I love coming over to Devon to do events, so I'm really delighted she's in the bookshop right now.
Yeah, well, you must visit the River Otter in pop music.